was Miss Devante Ogden. Let's give her some love. Thank you. This was her first time singing with us, and what a blessing it was for us. Yes? Yes. Thank you so much. And wonderful, wonderful, of course, appreciation heartfelt to Miss Alma on the piano. Miss Alma, wonderful. Costello, thank you, Alma, for bringing your gifts and talents. And, of course, our own and beloved Richard Payne Trio, Rudy and Roderick. We thank you. Yes. Music is so powerful, isn't it? It just moves us. It's a vibration that moves within our being. And when it's really good, you can't help but like, woo, yes. Yes, so thank you for bringing those gifts this morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone on this glorious day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. When I woke up, I was working on my message for this morning, but as I was getting ready to get dressed, I said, I want to put on some, because my spirit feels like it needs to be loud today. My spirit said, you know, put on some color and then I said, oh yeah, but put on something red. And then I said, oh, I got some red shoes. I'm going to put on some red shoes too. And then I said, well, the red, you know, for the ladies, the red might not exactly match the red in here, but I didn't care. I said, I'm going to put them on. So when I came downstairs, you know, I always have my wonderful mother who awaits me when I come downstairs and gives me the once over. And so she just kind of looked and she just said, oh, yeah, you have on red slippers. She called them slippers. You have on red. I didn't. I looked, I said, you don't like them. She said, no, I don't. But but then I know I'm all right. I'm doing good. So I always thank her for that. But, you know, as I was driving, I said, well, why did my spirit kind of feel like it wanted some color, and especially red? And then part of me said, because I'm reclaiming the color red. I'm reclaiming the color. I don't have a red hat, but I felt like putting on some red this morning. And then I said, you know what? Red is the color of the root chakra. There are seven, and so she said, but what is that? I said, well, there are seven energy systems in the body. I'm not really talking about the chakras today, but this is what came on the ride here, so I feel Spirit wants me to share it. So there are seven energy centers, and we are talking about how we access our divine energy. And of the energy centers, you know, you start with the root and you end up with the Christ or the crown chakra. We call it the Christ chakra. But anyway, the root chakra, and each of them have a color. And the root chakra, its color is red. And what it represents, the root chakra represents our sense of security, our sense of safety. The root chakra is the one that grounds us because it's the bottom. It holds everything together. It's that grounding that we need. It also, and its color is red, but it also is vitality. It helps us to remember those things that give us life, that stand at the foundation of our energy system and our being. So sometimes, you know, we say we want to be what? Rooted and grounded in the truth. And so this morning I said, oh, okay, that's why I felt like I needed some red, because I feel like my spirit not only wants to express and be loud and be prominent, the spirit needs to sometimes be prominent in our lives, but also to recognize that I want to be rooted and grounded in the truth. So I put on some red today, and I understand as I was driving why that happens. You know, sometimes spirit guides us and we don't really know. But I felt like it's important for all of us, especially during these days that we are living in, to feel rooted and grounded. Right? So with that, you know, we're talking about the stability that we have. And one of the things I want to acknowledge is that we have every Sunday, we started back with the practice of having somebody hold sacred space. that while we're here worshiping, they are rooted and grounded and holding the vibration for us to create that sense of divine presence and power and activity and peace and love. So they hold space. So we give thanks for that taking place and this morning. And I thought, well, let's affirm while we're doing that our prayer. Let's speak the prayer for unity of Washington, D.C. So those of you who are there, thank you if you can also put forth our prayer for unity of Washington, D.C. so we can give it voice, so we can anchor it in our spirit. So together, unity of Washington, D.C. is a prosperous and dynamic center of love, peace, joy, and truth. We are mighty to attract an abundance of good and to radiate that good to others. All of our needs are met in full and on time, with enough to share and to spare. We are overflowing with positive, prayerful, and loving people committed to the principles of truth. We all serve for the glory of God. And so it is. Amen and amen. Yes, thank you all to join as we speak the words. And I could feel that you were doing it with energy and the vibration. So I thank you for that. Because this is what we need to do, you know. This is about learning how to actualize the truth that we know. And to speak it into being. Right? To call a thing, and to speak it into manifestation. And we've been working with this series on becoming a conscious manifestor in a number of ways, working with spiritual energy. And I was thinking that there's so much going on in, not only in the world, but in our particular country and nation. I was thinking about the tragic loss of all of those children who lost their lives in Texas, you know, because nobody warned them that there was a tremendous flood coming. And I won't say what was behind all of that, but that loss, I think I could feel, you know, the people and the parents and thinking they're sending their children to a place of fun. It was a camp, the Mystic Camp. And then to have that happen. And then I was thinking about another camp, a concentration camp that's being built, or what is built, in the Everglades of Florida. But not just any concentration camp, but a camp where those who built it thought, well, let's make it not only a place where people are caged, because they're all housed in cages, big rooms with cages around it. But let's throw some extra added alligators into the swamp, into the Everglades, so that makes it even more, you know, dangerous if anyone should think of leaving or escaping. So we'll put an, and I'm thinking, wow, the cruelty, that there's something amiss here. But there's that camp, and who would think that we would have concentration camps being built in this nation? And then I was thinking, well, you know, what about also this wonderful, well, it's not wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to stand up. But a bill that, again, people would gather. And let's say, let's create a bill that takes away health care for millions of people. You know, let's do that so that hospitals will have to close and people will begin to die from lack of common health care. And on top of that, why don't we take away some food benefits for children who are in need of food? That would be great to do, too. Let's just make sure that hungry children go unfed. Yes. And I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. Something, Lord, is afoot and amiss. And I could go on, but then I thought, well, I don't want to go on too much because the purpose of you all coming to church is to be lifted up. To be lifted up in your spirit and not cast down. But we have to have open eyes. We have to see and know what's going on, because if we're going to be conscious manifestors, we need to know what it is we want to manifest, what kind of world we want to create for ourselves and others to live in, right? So it's okay. But when I was thinking about this, that the truth of the matter is it might get even worse, okay? It might get even worse. And so, therefore, it's really, really important for us to know how to elevate our consciousness, to know how to elevate our spirits, to know how to keep our hearts open. Because, you see, I was just telling my mother on the way in, sometimes it feels it's easier to close the heart down and to breed negativity and to get into that negative vibe than it is to keep your heart open, to keep yourself lifted up, to keep yourself on a positive note. And a lot of people succumb to the ease of negativity, to the ease of shutting down, shutting out, closing off. And it takes work sometimes to keep your heart open, work to keep your consciousness high, right? Especially in the face of when you're seeing and feeling all this energy that speaks to the contrary. So it's important for us to know how to really elevate our consciousness so that we have the capacity to rise above the fray. We have the capacity to thrive and not just survive. We want to be able to know how to thrive so that we can help others know how to survive. Because we're all going to be in this together. So it's really important for us to work with consciousness and to recognize how do we keep ourselves lifted up. Because I could name all those things, and if I think just on those things, my spirit will be what? Cast down. And I'm like, okay, those are happening, but now, Lord, I know I can rise above that, that I have the ability and the power to see and to bring forth something greater than that limited expression, something greater than that. So we want to have an understanding of the spiritual principles and the spiritual laws that are going to help us to become masterful manifestors. Masterful manifestors, so that we can indeed create a world that works for all. That was a phrase that Unity adopted, creating a world that works for all. But now we want that to be a reality. We need to bring that forth so that we can create as conscious manifestors, and we can experience a world that we actually want to live in and that serves us well, so that we can continue to serve others. So we're going to continue with our series this morning on spiritual laws for conscious manifestors. And I'm emphasizing the word conscious because we're always manifesting stuff, whether we know it or not. So why not be a conscious manifestor and manifest what you truly want and desire, as opposed to waking up and saying, now, how did this happen? And why did this come? And, you know, walking around like you have no clue that you're broadcasting certain energies that are being drawn to you. So we want to be conscious about that. And basically in this series, we've been working with energy, because everything is really energy. Everything is energy, right? And we've been working with energy and how to activate it. How to activate it, how to multiply it. Remember I gave you the story of Jesus when he was feeding the 5,000 from just two loaves of bread or two. Let me see. I always get that mixed up. Let me see. So it's two fish and five loaves of bread. Either way, that fed 5,000 people, which was more than that, women and children, because women and children weren't counted in the number back then. Right? But that was done by learning how to multiply the energy, right? Or how to transform energy into how to activate it and how to bring it forth, how to generate energy. This is what we're trying to do. We want to generate so that the movement of things and the things of spirit can now manifest into being, into the manifest realm, into literal experience, how the energy that is surrounding all of these things can come into being. And so we're working with these principles, right? So that we can bring heaven on earth, a high consciousness into a lower vibration, into the world, to the grounding, to bring healing, to bring fulfillment, transformation, peace, harmony between mind, body, and spirit, all of these things into our lives and into our affairs. This is what we're doing. And basically what we're trying to do is learning how to use divine energy to live at the highest level possible for us. That's what we're trying to do. For me, I know that I am at a high level mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, when I have what is called a spiritual quickening. A spiritual quickening, which is an awareness or a movement within my being, my mind, my body, either in my mind or my body or my spirit. There's a movement, there's an awareness that somehow God is at work, that there's the presence of God. So this spiritual quickening, which is an awareness or a movement within my being that lets me know that spirit is shaking me awake, that spirit is moving, right? Whether it's moving in my body or mind, something is happening. It's like a jolt of energy that I feel in my body. Sometimes I feel it in my spirit. Sometimes I feel, but there's a movement and a shift, right? And then I feel that I'm aligned with that which is from on high. I'm aligned with the truth. I'm aligned with God. And I feel that there's a shaking me awake and I feel it. It's a quickening. And I love this concept. Because it helps us to know and it helps us to move that energy, to move things into being through a spiritual quickening. Now, I wanted to work with Fillmore's definition. Charles Fillmore talks about a spiritual quickening. And this is what he says here. He says, spiritual quickening is an inflow of divine vitality, which is divine energy, divine life force, right? Excuse me. Into the body, which follows the affirmation of truth. So I'm going to stop there for a minute. Spiritual quickening is an inflow of divine vitality into the body, which follows the affirmation of truth. Which means when we affirm that truth, if we are truly aligned with it, there's a what? A quickening, and that happens, right? This energy comes into the being when you have affirmed or spoken or stated or vibrated with this affirmation of truth. And so then he says, to quicken is to make alive. So sometimes, you know, we'll say affirmations, but they don't have a vitality to them, right? We just say them. You know, somebody said, well, why don't we sing the Lord's Prayer? I said, well, we can, but people were saying it and just wrote, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, all over the place. We do that, right? Not bringing attention and energy, right? So we have, but so this is speaking to a power of really understanding the affirmations of truth. So it says, spiritual quickening is a waking up of the whole man or woman to the full consciousness of what he is in the sight of God. So when you begin to have a spiritual quickening, it begins to wake you up to who you are in the sight of God. Not who you think you are by your name, by your work, by your profession, by, you know, who people say you are. When you have a spiritual quickening, you begin to awaken, and I love it, the whole person awakes to the full consciousness of what he is in the sight of God. And what are you in the sight of God? Whole and perfect? Spiritual being, living in a spiritual universe, governed by what? Spiritual laws, having a what? Oh, a human experience. But you begin to recognize, wait a minute, I know who I am. You start to awaken. Spiritual energy, right? So who you are in the sight of God is something precious and powerful and pure and spiritual, right? Not just merely a human being. So when you have this spiritual quickening, you start to awaken to who you are in the sight of God. And we would say it this way, thou art the Christ. The Son of the Living God, the Christ, the daughter of the Living God, the Christ, because Christ is that divine image held in the mind of God for who we are as spiritual sons and daughters and children and being, right? It's our divine Christed nature. This is how God has created us. So this quickening then is waking up of the whole man to the full consciousness of what he or she is in the sight of God. And we know that that is that Christ spirit. Then he says, the sense man is only half awake. The sense man is just the person who just thinks I'm just what? A human being with my senses. I'm only relying upon that which I can see, touch, hear, taste, and feel. That's my reality. If I can't see it or touch it or taste it or whatever, then it don't exist. That's the sense man. If you're going to be into your spiritual nature, you must move beyond just your five senses because you have been created more than that. Right? So it says, the sense man is only half awake, going about in a dream and thinking it is real life. See, we think this is real out here. This is not real. Doesn't have to be your reality. What is real is those things that are spiritual. The things that are manifested are temporal. This is going to fade. This eventually will pass away, right? But that which is behind this thing is that which is real. The idea that created the thing. This is important. As a conscious manifest, I want you to understand this part. People think that the manifest realm is the this is the last part of creation. The first part comes to having the idea of the thing you want to manifest. Right? Because if I destroy this wonderful bottle here, this water bottle, and I burn it up and destroy it, what can I also do? I can make me a new one because what? I have the idea of how this thing was created. It's the idea. We call these in New Thought divine ideas. And this is what we want to lay hold of as a conscious manifester. Stop getting all hung up on the things. Because the things are going to pass. The things are going to break down. But if you have the idea that lies in back of the thing, woo, then you have something. Then you're on to something. Which is why when we pray, I always say, stop praying for things. Yes. Pray for the idea that those things represent. Yes. Oh, I need a new job. I need to get a house. God ain't going to give you a job nor a house. What is provided for you is the divine idea of abundance, of which you can lay hold of the divine idea, the spiritual thought of abundance, from which you can then what? Go buy a house or get a job or those things. Okay? You got to get behind them. As a conscious manifester, we have to start putting not the cart before the horse. Get into the ideas, the divine gift. This is what God gives us, divine ideas. And they are whole, and they are complete, and they are infinite, right? So if you have an idea, you can't destroy an idea. You just can't. And an idea can be expressed in an infinite number of ways. It's infinity. I can not only make this kind of a jar from a divine idea, the idea of, let's say, jarness, but whatever kind of, I can make a green jar that's shorter. And has a bigger spout. I can do it in an infinite number of ways because I understand the concept of what jarness. Get to the idea. So we get hung up as conscious manifestors. We forget and we start going for the outer manifestation thinking that's the thing we want. No. You want what lies behind the manifested thing. Yes. That's where your power comes in. So this is what we're trying to learn how to do. We said, well, I prayed and prayed and prayed, but you were praying for a thing. And what did Jesus say? Seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of God or infinite divine God ideas. And then all the what? The things will be added. Get your mind off the things. You want to tap into the divine ideas, the divine word, the divine thought. The divine energy behind anything that is manifested. Because when you get to that, now you are empowered to create and co-create. So What it says is, the sense man is only half awake, going about in a dream and thinking it is real life. The word of God is quick. And when it enters into a man or a woman, he stands upright on his feet, his divine understanding, because your feet represent your understanding capacity. It's what you stand under, right? So when the word of God says the word of God is quick, I love that. It ain't slow, it's quick. When God said, it was, right? God said, let there be, and the Bible said, and there was. There isn't. Well, let's see. I'm going to say, God, let there be, and maybe it'll come back. No. It's quick. And we have access to this quickness. So the word of God is quick. And when it enters into a man, he or she stands upright on his feet, his divine understanding, and he knows and sees himself as he is. When we start tapping into this word, and we're going to talk a little bit more later on in the message about the word of God. But when this word enters into us, then all of a sudden it's quick, and there's a quickening in our spirit. And it says we begin to know himself as he is. And we already said how you be is a divine being, right? How you is a divine being. You is a spiritual being, right? So you got to start seeing yourself as you are, as you've been created. And this takes a little shift for us because we've been so conditioned. Yes. I'm Sylvia Sumter, Reverend Sylvia, minister of Unity of Washington, D.C., lives in this town and has all that. That is not it. That's just an expression of who I really am. It's how who I really am happens to be showing up in the moment. Because how I'm showing up can be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Right? Because it's all outer. Don't get hung up in the outer. So it says, it enters in and he knows and sees himself as he is. He is wide awake, alert, quick, and powerful. Now that's who we want to be. Wide awake, alert, quick, and powerful when we are in touch with who and how we have been created. So what we want then is to start to get into this quickening, this wonderful quickening, because what it said is it's important for us to hone into this quickening as an inflow of divine vitality, an inflow which follows the affirmation of truth. And it follows that when this affirmation of truth, and he says, the word of God, which is quick, enters into us and stands us up. So what I'm getting from this particular reading on spiritual quickening is that in our effort to become a conscious manifester, we have to understand two things. Understand the true power of affirmation of truth, because it says that spiritual quickening happens, which follows an affirmation of truth. So when we have an affirmation of truth, there's a quickening, right? And then he talks about that, and we have to also know the power of the word of God, which we'll talk about in a minute. But both of those, an affirmation of the truth and the power of the word of God, because both of those things are going to help you to see and know who you are. But more importantly, it's going to help you see and know who God is in and through and as who? You. Right? This is important. And it helps us to, who God is in me as my true Christed self. And when we are aware of that, then we'll be able to bring things to life. Because the quickening, it says quickening makes things alive. It brings things to life. And through this power of the word, through this affirmation of truth in the word, we bring things to life. Right? Through the word of God, through the energy, we can call a thing a thing. We can call a thing into being, into existence. Right? We can speak this truth. And so you can affirm the truth and it'll be done unto you. You can speak divine words, creative words, spiritual words, laced with the God energy, and they will manifest. And then I wrote, really? Well, then why hasn't that happened to me? Because I ask for things all the time. I use affirmations all the time. I pray, I use my voice, and nothing happens. Has anybody felt that or said that? So you're saying all these things. Well, wait a minute. I've prayed, I've spoken, or whatever. And so I say, you may have done those things, but was there a quickening when you spoke those words? That part. Was there a quickening when you affirmed that truth? Did you feel the divine energy in those words? Did you use words that are connected to God, to the divine, right? Did you use words that are spiritually backed and based? Did you have an understanding? Mr. Fillmore said that all words are formative, but not all words are creative. Creative talks about something that you can do that has the energy of God in back of it. So we say a whole bunch of stuff, but that doesn't mean that those words are connected to the divine or that you have felt a quickening with them. You just said some words. Well, I've said an affirmation and I've said it 100 times and nothing happened. Well, you can say it 100 more if you have not allowed yourself to be quickened, if you haven't felt those words. Yes, yes. So here is a secret to manifesting through the power of your words. You have to feel the thought. Feel the thought, not think the thought only, but what? Feel the thought. And many of us get hung up because we are thinking a thought. But if you can feel the thought and not just think a thought, then that feeling of that thought is what allows you to feel then and be open to a what? Spiritual quickening. That's when the energy of the thought now comes alive. The energy of that thought then begins to move things into being because you have activated that thought by feeling the thought. Now, this may say, well, how do you feel a thought? You just practice it. And remember a couple of weeks ago, I gave you certain words that can activate, like saying yes behind your affirmation, because that helps you to vibrate at a certain level. Yes. When you say your prayer, say yes, yes, yes. Or when you're using, I would like to get a brand new house. No. That's not connect your words to the spirit and presence and power and energy that is God. So God is more than a house. The house is a manifestation. It's an expression. It's the back end, right? Get to the front end. Oh, I am the awareness of God. I am the prosperity of God. I am prosperous. I am whole. The abundance of the divine flows through me now. The wholeness of God, so even with healing, I want to be healed. No. The abundance, the wholeness of God is who I am. God in me is that. Connect what you're desiring back to the source. We're going for the channels and the vehicles through which we see the source. No, that's the back end. So start connecting, using powerful words that are God-oriented. Use your, and I was thinking about this, your I am, and we'll get to this in a minute, but use your I am. Instead of I want, I need, I will, I am. Because what is I am? Tell me what I am is. The name of God. Okay, I've been doing something. It's been sinking in, Lord. Thank you. The I am is the most powerful thing there is. It is the name and nature of God. Right? When Moses said, well, who art you? And who should I tell the people you are? I am that I am. What is your name? He said, I am that I am. And the spirit of the living God indwells us. So our name, whenever you are using the name of God, you can say what? I am that I am. So I am healed. Not God, can you heal me? Or God, I will be healed when this, that, and the other happens. No. Too conditional. She's just saying about the unconditional name. The I am. So I am healed. That's speaking, affirmation of truth as opposed to, I will be healed. Well, that may be true. But why not claim what you want, speaking a thing into being? So this is really powerful for us to understand and remember as a conscious manifester. Be conscious and careful of how you are affirming your desires, your prayers even. Because some of your prayers are nullifying the very thing you want. You are praying and doubting at the same time. You are praying and keeping it away at the same time. So when we pray with an affirmation of truth, it has to be, I am this or I am that, whatever it is. It's not a house, it's not a car, it's not a job. It's the fullness of God in manifestation. Pray for that, and then it shows up as a house or a car, whatever your need is. Jesus said, your Father already knows what things you have need of. Don't concentrate on the things. That's the back end. As a conscious manifester, we got to get to the front end, right? Laying hold of these divine ideas, so that we can speak these words. So the energy of the thought, when you feel the thought, that makes the thought come alive and it begins to start the movement processes. Because thoughts that get stuck in your head, anybody ever have thoughts that are stuck in your head? They really carry little power. They just go round and round and round. But those thoughts that you have felt, those thoughts, when you feel the thought, those thoughts that have been felt can be quickened and they will come alive, not just you're thinking and thinking, thinking. Remember we talked about thinking, thinking, thinking and thinking. I happen to be an overthinker sometimes. And I have to recognize, now you are in a loop. All you're doing is thinking about this problem. You're thinking about it. You're thinking about it every which way. All the what ifs and all the how comes. And I'm not doing the work just because I'm thinking it to death. I can't do that. I got to get to the source. Stop thinking about it. Feel the thought that I want to have as my experience. Get to behind that situation. What is the God energy behind this situation and circumstance that I want to call forth? Not the thought only, but feeling the thought. So that's the secret ingredient, the secret sauce to manifestation. Being a conscious manifest, you got to be quickened, because when you start to feel that thought, all of a sudden the spiritual quickening, the vibration, everything is raised up. And you know, I literally lately I have what they call in Eastern philosophy, kriyas, when the energy moves, or shakti, when that energy just moves. And sometimes I'll be sitting meditating and it jolts me awake. It just, whew, I feel a jolt of my energy, the movement of my spirit. That's how I know, oh yeah, come on God, yes. Right? Because I'm in it. There's a vibration. My vibration is raised. And I'm ready to speak or call that into being. So too often we get into a rote script, even with our affirmations. It's nice if, you know, you read affirmations, but create your own that have life and energy. You want to, you know, you don't want to just start speaking and using words that have no, they're not carrying energy, words that have no feeling, words that don't have the presence and power of God behind them. Your words should be connected to God when you speak. They should be God-ordained words. So I thought, well, let's look at the Word of God and see, can we find anything in that would help us out a little bit. The Word of God. So I'm just going to read a few things that Mr. Fillmore says. And I'll start off, he says, words. This is with a small W, because there's a small W word, and then there's what? A big W word, which is the Word, right? The divine logos. That's the Word of God. Totally different energy, but words are important. So it says words, small. They are the vehicle through which ideas make themselves manifest. So words, we use them. They are the vehicle through which ideas make themselves manifest. Words, with a W now, big W, that have in them the realization of perfect, everywhere present, always present divine life, and our oneness with this life, are dominant in the restoration of life and health. So words that have in them the realization of perfect everywhere present, that is, words that have the realization that they are backed in what? God energy. right? Those are the words that begin to dominate and begin to present themselves and manifest for us. He says, when spiritual words abide in man's consciousness, because we got a whole bunch of words up here, but we're trying to have what spiritual words be the dominant flow of our consciousness. Divine ideas, not filling out with the things or whatever. I mean, we all have those times. I visualize and imagine me hitting the lottery and what that would feel like. And that's lovely to do. I mean, we all do that, right? Man, when the lottery comes out and it's $750 billion, I'm like, woo, I'm going to have a compound. I'm going to do that. I do all of that stuff. But that's not really what my soul needs to be working on. I need to work on, ooh, the abundance of God is infinite. See, if I can get excited about that and tap into that, shoot, those billions will start coming when I tap into the source. The lottery is just a channel. Don't get hung up on the channels. Go back to what? Source. Go back to the source. So when spiritual words abide in man's consciousness, and spiritual words, peace, joy, harmony, wisdom, abundance, health, wholeness, guidance, justice, mercy. These are the words that are backed by divine ideas. They can show up in a number of ways. But when these words begin to abide in man's consciousness, meaning you created a vibration for them. You have a spiritual vocabulary that is yours, right? And when they abide in the consciousness, the word of thought formed in intellectual and sense mind must give way to the higher principles of being. Meaning when I hold these high thoughts, these divine ideas, they are going to take precedent over any low thought and vibration that I'm holding in my consciousness, which means that I'm going to be brought into a spiritual expression. And then it says here, the whole consciousness is then raised to a more spiritual plane. When you start letting these high spiritual divine ideas abide in your consciousness. Mr. Filmer used to say, lay hold of. He was always, lay hold of a divine idea. He says, if you could lay hold of it, I mean, if you could really tap in and feel it and understand it, know it and be with it and abide in it, then everything else starts to unfold for you. This is the way to work with more grace. When we start chasing things, it's hard. I'm chasing the car. I'm chasing the job. Don't chase any of those things. Understand that it's already yours by tapping into abundance or health or whatever it is. And then you'll be guided to the right and perfect job or to whatever it is that you need, right? And you can produce these ideas, creative ideas that will come. God will offer prosperity, but it's the idea of prosperity, the creativity that comes into your mind. And you think, oh, well, you know what? Let me do this. I have a divine idea. Most of the people who are rich is because they laid hold of a divine idea that they put into practice and manifested. Okay, so it says consciousness is then raised to a more spiritual plane. Affirmations of words or of truth realized in consciousness bring the mind into just the right attitude to receive light, power, and guidance from spirit. Right? So when you're beginning to affirm, not just saying some affirmations by rote or words by rote, but you're what? You're actualizing, you're feeling it. You're letting yourself be quickened by this word, then all of a sudden you've activated. Something starts happening. Stuff will come to you. We talked about the law of correspondence. That's what you put out will come in from the in outward. So when I'm vibrating at this level, the stuff that I'm vibrating, not stuff, the things, but the energy behind the words, I'm vibrating on that level, then all the stuff comes to me. And then it says, word with a big W. Now we're talking about the spiritual word of God. The agency by which God reveals himself in some measure to all men. And I love this. It says, but to greater degree to highly developed souls. The word is the agency by which God reveals himself in some measure to all people, but to greater degree to highly developed souls. You know what that means? Who's a highly developed soul? That's right. When you start working on your consciousness, when you start coming from the place of the Spirit of the living God, speaking divine words of health and hope, whatever it is, the larger word, the divine ideas, when you start abiding in that, meditating on that, forgetting all the things and the stuff, but you start doing that, all of a sudden your soul, which is your consciousness, begins to develop. It moves up to a higher level. And the higher your awareness becomes, the more God is able to do what? Bless you and throw all the goodness your way. Right? So God's revealing itself through the word to some, to everybody, but to those who are a little bit more highly developed souls, it comes quicker. Not because you're more special than anybody else, but because you have prepared your consciousness. You dwell at a higher vibration. You live from a higher perspective. And that's what's drawing to you, right? So the word, big W, is the agency by which God, the living word of God, reveals himself in some measure to all men, but to greater degree to highly developed souls. So the word is the thought of God, or the sum total of God's creative power. The word gives order and regularity to the movement of things. We're talking about the word now of God that is laced with this creative energy that moves and forms and creates. That's the word of God, the divine logos. The word became flesh and did what? Dwelt among us. That's how the Christ, that word that became flesh, when that Christ, when you start putting on your Christ nature, your divine nature, that's the word of God becoming flesh. Yes. And dwelling amongst us, doing everything. That's who we are meant to be, right? So it says, the movement of things and is the divine dynamic, the energy of self-revelation of God. The I am is the self. When you say I am whole and I am blessed, I am prospered, I am fulfilled, I am the fulfilling of the law, I am that I am, whatever it is you need, that's the self-revelation of God, the I am coming into being. So be mindful of even how you use your affirmations. And it says the word of God is eminent in man, meaning it's in everybody. Remember that song, it's in the Spirit of the living God is even in the people we say, God, I know you can't be in that person. It's there. It may be buried deep, 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 deep in the soul, but it is there. Because there was a light that came into the world that lights what? Every man, woman, and child. Everybody has the spark of the divine within them. We are all children of the Most High God. Even those who you think, no way possible. That's between that soul and the divine. But it is there. It may be buried. It may be forgotten. But it is there. And so the word of God is eminent in man and all the universe. All original creation is carried forward by and through man's conscious recognition of this mighty one. That's our work, to become conscious manifestors. And we start by recognizing that the Spirit of God indwells us, that we can speak a thing into being when the things that we are speaking are connected to the divine, when we lay hold of divine ideas, not things, but the divine ideas of God, and we dwell and meditate upon those things, and then the avenue, the expression of those things will come into our being, because we have what? We have sought the kingdom of heaven first. We've connected ourselves with God first. We speak God thoughts, good thoughts, high vibration. We meditate and raise the vibration. We feel the thought, not just think the thought. We feel the thought. We feel the vibration. We allow ourselves to be in this energy, this vibration, so that our soul, our mind is quickened. We are quickened because the word of God, it says it's quick. And when we're in that vibration, we become quick. We speak, boom, it's done. That's where we want to get to. But it's a practice. It is a practice. I would not tell you that it's an easy thing to do. You got to practice it. And you have to dwell in it. And you have to make this your primary goal. When I get up in the morning, let me sit myself down. If it's even only for a minute, let me think God first. Right? God first. And sometimes I only have a minute, but I say God, God, God. That 1 minute of vibrating God can be enough than if I were to sit down for 10 hours and do it. Don't matter. The time isn't the thing. The thing is making yourself available and make that connection. Just feel it. God, God, good God, I am. I am. God is. God is the thing I seek. God is the thing I seek. Not the thing. God is the thing. And when I seek God, the thing I'm seeking will be seeking me, expressing through me. So we have a work to do. But we know we have a power that we've been given to be able to speak the word and to rely upon the word of God to shift and work with our consciousness and work with our sense of affirmation of truth and living by this wonderful power that we've been given to create. So are you ready to do the work?
Yes.
Who is ready? I am. I am. I am is ready. You can use it. I am is ready. We're just creating a new language. I am is ready. Somebody here say, I am is ready.
I am
is ready. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. Amen. Blessings. Blessings. Blessings.